In many places in Africa, female genital mutilation or cutting is just part of a young girl's life. They are often married at a primary school age, and then that becomes the end of their education. It is a human rights abuse, according to the World Health Organization. And one woman who is here in Australia from Kenya who's been standing up for girls and women in her country and running a high school for girls is Dr. Kakenya Nataya, a Maasai woman who's here to tell us about her experience at school.
When I was actually 5 years old, I found out that I was engaged and was supposed to be married when I reached puberty.
5 years old? That's so young.
No, it's in my community, the best thing that can happen to a woman or a girl is to get married, have children, and take care of her husband. And so being engaged at a young age was considered a really good thing. So when I reached 12, I was supposed to get married. So for us to get married, you have to undergo the rite of passage, which is female genital cutting. And after that, you get married. And I did not want to do that. So I negotiated with my father that I could go to school after going through female genital cutting.
So did everyone in your village do this? Did they go through that? All the women?
80% of the women in my community have undergone female genital cutting.
Right.
We are at the top in our country.
But it's more prevalent in other areas of Africa even, isn't it? Other countries.
Yeah. Globally, there are 200 million women have gone through female genital cutting. This year alone, there are about 3 million girls who are at risk of going through the cut.
Oh.
It's a human right abuse. It's control. Even though culturally we are told that it's what transition you from childhood to womanhood, it is done in a very humane way. Your genitalia is cut. Girls do faint and some die from the practice. You get psychological trauma and difficulties during childbirth. And it just has numerous health problems, creates numerous health problems for women and psychological trauma that exist for years to go.
Oh, and are you now happy with the deal that you made?
I am very happy with the deal because what happened is that I was actually able to go back to school and eventually got a scholarship and studied in the U.S., where I started learning about my rights, knowing that as a girl, I didn't have to go through female genital cutting. I did not, need to get married when I was young, that I could create a different path for myself. So I'm very happy because of what I do now, helping other girls and women in my community to avoid female genital cutting, to avoid early marriages, to help them go to school and pursue their dreams.
And when you were younger, was there a high proportion of girls who didn't finish school? Or?
Yeah, it was a norm. Pretty much you will start school with a lot of girls. By the time you're in sixth or seventh grade, there will be one or two. And in my case, when I was in eighth grade, there were only two of us. My best friend got married at sixth grade. And that was the norm.
And you've got to the stage now where you've got with you a number of students that have come over from Kenya. So I'll just introduce Sharon, who's at UTS University studying, and also Pian from University of Sydney. Perhaps, Pian, if I ask you first, how many girls finish school in from the area that you come from?
I think not a very big number.
Still not a big number?
Yeah, but it has really changed compared to the past. Yeah.
How did you hear to the opportunity to come over here and study?
Okay, during my primary school, I got a chance to study at Dr. Kakenya's school, and through that I realized that my rights too, and that I didn't have to undergo early marriages or FGM.
Yeah.
And then I went to high school. After high school, I was told that I was selected to take up an international scholarship to study in Australia, and it was through Dr. Kakenya.
I'll just move on to you, Sharon. Sharon, did you get through school without having to go through FGM as well?
Yeah, you know, we went to Kakenye's school, and there we learned that it was our rights to choose not to go through the female genital cutting. And I was determined to complete my studies, and I didn't want any harmful cultural practice to come my way. So I really worked hard, and I was also fortunate enough to be chosen to study here in Sydney.
Dr. Nataya, have you started this program just now, or is this part of something over many years?
So I started this about 10 years ago, and that's when I met Pian and Sharon. They came to my school at fourth grade, and I have dedicated my life to investing in their education. Pi and Sharon are part of the first group of girls, 30 of them, that I started with them. I'm happy to say that others are also in university, in colleges in Kenya. All of them are transitioning from, they all transitioned to high school, they all transitioned to college, and I'm very proud to see amazing young women growing up, changing the norm that in our community, standing up for their rights, and they're very smart girls.
Dr. Kakenye Nataya, with some of her students studying Australian universities, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.